circa 2022. Just had a baby. And I want to say Nyla was about 3 or 4 months old at the time. And she was asleep. It was at the time when we were waking up at like 5 a.m. Imagine doing that. Well, wake up at like 6, so it's not
that
bad.
2022?
2021? I don't know.
2021. She was 4 months in December of 2021. I won't forget. But so 2021 or
2022? 2021. Sure, sure. This is a short story that's going to get into a bigger thing. So one day, actually one night, you know, chilling. Pretty sure that I had a couple in me, a couple of drinks, and I thought that it would be funny to, like, put them in a coffin on the bed. Well, that broke the bed when I did that.
Yes, it did.
And we, like, it was a long time until we got another bed or another bed spring. And I don't even know why, but it was at that moment when I did that, she got really mad at me. It was like this big. And the bed frame that we had was steel. Whatever, metal. It was one of those, you know.
It was a split box spring because we have a king size bed. It was a split box spring and on a metal bed frame.
Yeah.
If you ever bumped your toe off one of them, you know what I'm talking about.
Now we have a real bed frame, you know, with the headboard and everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. It's a lot sturdier. Get a metal, metal bed frames are way better.
But when I did that, I figured out, you know what? I think it's time that we lose some weight. Now, it's been a journey. I think we've been on this journey for about 8 months, 9 months now.
It's been a while.
And I'm thankful to say, I don't even know how many pounds I'm down because, side note. The video that I dropped yesterday, I'm fully aware of the issues. It's not really my fault. I'm just not going to use the sounds that KineMaster gives me because I definitely went through the video, used the same looping sound. I only used one sound, put it down, and somehow there's parts of the video where it's up and it's, I'm just never doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have, like, because I tried to do it like several times and it wasn't working, and I thought it worked the last time, and then I pulled the video up as it's uploaded and it's like, oh wow, this is totally different than what I listened to before I uploaded this. So that's my fault, trying to, you know, jazz up the talking head video a little bit with some music in the background, but it didn't work. So I am aware of this issue. Is a new file going to be uploaded? No. And you know why? Because I couldn't find the original file until like 5 minutes before we started recording. So I had to delete it because we have storage problems when it comes to recording.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I dropped my phone. I dropped my content phone in the trash can located in the smoking room. And I dropped it in the trash can and it sat there for a couple of days. I couldn't find it. I didn't find it until I was taking out the trash. I don't really want to go into detail to why that phone doesn't work because it's kind of disgusting. You can say it, but I don't, you know.
What?
She hates it.
Drenched?
Drenched in what?
Spit?
Yes.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
She has a problem that I spit a lot when I smoke. I don't know if anybody else does that.
Get it, but it's just gross. It's your inner bodily fluids I don't think it's a spit. I mean, it is the spitting that gets me, but it's also like the noise you make when you spit. It's like, I'm not going to do all that, but
well,
I'm just
it
saying.
It just comes up like that when I'm. Is, yeah, okay, let's move on.
It
is
really
disgusting.
Loud. It is disgusting.
But
side
yeah.
note, can I just mention? I didn't realize how light you get in the wintertime. Like, you're so light right now compared to summer.
Yeah.
Nyla gets like that too, though. Like, she's.
Yeah.
she gets very tan, and then like she, I noticed when she started lighting up. I feel like I start to look sickly.
Okay. So, yes, we haven't been here for almost a month. And I'm sure you guys are probably asking why. Speaking to Nyla, Nyla is finally, she needed to get some ear tubes, and she's needed to get ear tubes for like 4 or 5 months. And I don't, like, I don't know if her ears are ringing. I don't know what's going on, but like she seems to be like really uncomfortable the last couple weeks. So we got like a week left till she gets them.
Yep.
We taking her to the doctor tomorrow?
I don't know. What do you think? I don't know what they're gonna do.
They can't really do anything. I mean, it'll kind of be more waste, or we'll probably shoot just or something. Yeah, it's a little stressful. Another thing with the absence, we had, you can tell them. How were your holidays?
Interesting. Very interesting. But also great at the same time. Mom slid through as always. Cooked it up as always. But we also had another guest that appeared unexpectedly. No, how do you say it? Unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly and uninvited. And against our wishes. Yes.
I was in total shock.
Yeah, somebody, somebody that we asked not to come to the house anymore showed up to drop off a present to our daughter and didn't actually give the present to her. He gave the present to me and walked away. He didn't speak to Nyla, didn't hug her.
Yeah, and she was at the door. That kind of made me a little sad, I'm not gonna lie.
And I think just that situation kind of culminates the weird feeling that I get, at least around holidays, because us four, me, you, Nyla, and your mom, we have a great time. We spend time, we get lit, you know what I'm saying, in our different ways, not the baby, of course. And we just have a good time. Like, Nyla got a lot of presents. We killed it this Christmas because, like, she still be wanting to watch TV, but, like, she could, like, just do it up now and not even really be watching TV because she got so much stuff to do. So it was good as far as we got what she needs, some things she needs. I want to show you that. I'll show you why I didn't want her to touch that book. And, like, look into the book that my aunt got her. Okay. Like, she got a lot of good things that she can use. But it's like, this incident happening was kind of what, like, kind of brought me down. Because it's like, damn, bro. You can't really, like, it's out of our hands because people don't want to be neutral. People don't want to, we live in this age of cowards and liars leading this society that people think that getting on the same page is like I don't even know what I'm saying. Let's just say this.
I get where you're going.
We live in a society of people that are afraid of interacting with conflict. They're afraid of having conflict. They're afraid of approaching conflict. Mm-hmm. And conflict in the terms of, I'm going to be held accountable. I'm going to have to say, hey, my bad. I'm not going to be the one pointing fingers because everybody knows I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we live in the society where lies are circulated so much and people are trained liars.
Mm-hmm.
And people will do things like, they'll just keep repeating things and saying things to other people. So around other people, it's the truth because nobody really cares enough to do any actual digging to see if a person's lying. They'd rather get on their dig and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get behind this victim ass nigga. And that should be fucking with me. Like, sometimes I'll be on social media saying shit I shouldn't be saying because I'm cool with ignoring a nigga. I'm cool with letting a nigga sit on ice for years. I've done it. And I did it up until probably like 2 years ago because then people started making up narratives based on lies. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about y'all, but this is a thing that black people do. A black person will not be in the room. They won't know the situation. They'll just hear the story, a victim's story. You know what I'm saying? They won't ask no questions. Whatever they say is true, mm-hmm. no matter who this person is.
I believe it.
And then they come to you with a whole speech like they know what's going on. And you can't even tell them to stop because, oh, I'm just saying. Even though you don't know what you talk about, you want to just say. And that's just kind of the things that are going on. When this person came to our house, I messaged him because, like, Nyla's two. She can talk, but she can't express herself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She can't say, wow, I don't get why he didn't come in here.
Yeah.
Even though she didn't know who it was, but you could just tell.
She was curious, yeah.
And you could tell that she was perplexed. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't just like, that's weird. It was like,
what
the fuck?
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, like it was like, okay, cool, I got an elephant, but
where did it come from? We're not at the store. We're not out shopping. She understands those things. Like, so, I mean, it would seem weird if you just open the door and bam, here you go.
Right.
And I feel like that's kind of confusing.
And he knocked on the door as well. So.
Yeah, so she knows that somebody was there. She knows what that means. So,
you know, it's just like, bro, it gets weird when you don't... The reason that the relationship is not working because the person don't want to have a conversation. It gets weird when the reason that I don't got a relationship with this person is because this nigga was trying to implicate me in crimes that I've already got, that I previously, not a new, like, he's trying to implicate me in crimes that I had been involved in before in a separate situation and got them expunged from my record. So now you want to implicate me in some new shit years after I'm removed and moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I can't do nothing about this. Nobody, because people, like I said, we live in this lying ass society of people who don't take accountability. So when you sit here and say, I'm not wrong, you look crazy because niggas be that say I'm not wrong most of the time are bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, I can't do anything with this. I'm definitely not going to embrace you just because it makes me sad that my daughter isn't going to know certain people in the family.
Right.
Because if she knows you, that means she's probably going to be associated with your fuck shit. Because this fuck shit that is keeping us apart, that you don't want to change...
Mm-hmm.
is why the problem is there in the first place. So it's like a catch-22, and that blows me. It blows me to think about years from now, once you already know now I'm going to be asking a lot of questions, and she's going to be asking these questions, and she might not like the answer. She might take the answers personal, because it is fucked up that you can't even say something, say hi to your granddaughter. If you want to come over here, if you come over here unannounced,
mm-hmm.
against my wishes, at least speak. And then it's like, when I say that, it's the conversation starts going all the other places.
Yep.
And if you're brought back to the same place, I give up, bro. I give up. We bring these things up because people make crazy allegations against us.
Mm-hmm.
And if this person in specific, this person in particular with the procedure that they had, people, you know, people get, we love victims, even if these victims have made themselves victims. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, there's people, I know that people see things. I know that people watch.
Right.
I know that people hear things.
Mm-hmm.
I can see when people start acting differently because they heard some BS. And it's cool. You do that because at the end of the day, what I need to learn is that I'm me, and I can't, like, fam, if you want to think that I'm an asshole because of the clips I put out, you want to think that I'm an asshole because I don't help out somebody that treats me like shit, cool, and they don't value my time or anything that I got going on. They don't care. Mm-hmm. Cool. If you want to think that I'm wrong, I just have to accept that because nothing's going to change with me saying stuff on the internet. I'm just going to look even more like a dick mm-hmm. because it's more people like them out there than it's people like us.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's just what, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I was going to actually say that. Yeah, that's true.
There's people out here because this is what people do. You know why people make up lies and you know why people so readily want to believe lies? So the lie that they're telling themselves in their life can be the truth to people. It's mm-hmm. sick, yo. It's sick. That's the thing. That's what people do on social media. Y'all know what I'm talking about. People will post some shit and it's like, oh, duh, duh, duh. And it's like, really, when you like, if you like a sane person and you're like level-headed and you're not emotional, you can look at the post and it's like, man, you're in the wrong. But you don't want to be in the wrong, so you just want to say something to amp up the situation to make it, to get you, like, you being in the wrong out of focus.
It's almost like that, you know how they say majority wins?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like that kind of situation because mm-hmm. people rather be followers. It reminds me of this post that I seen on Facebook. It's like a group of like these animated figures mm-hmm. and they're all going in one direction and there's one and they're supposed to be, you know, shown as like people and there's one that's shaded like in this bright, you know, white color and he's going the opposite direction. And it's just so, like, that's what it reminds me of. Because people just rather not have their own opinions and rather, it's almost like...
People don't want to think that hard because
yeah.
when you think and when you use your brain, that is truth.
But I also feel like it's a way of acceptance as well.
It's a way, it's, what do you mean by acceptance?
To feel accepted? Oh, they won't yeah. like me if yeah. I don't agree with them.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Like... It's, bro, like, this, the
sorry,
thing
I
is, bro,
went off. I
no, that's fine, this is a great place. People that just fall in line, they never get what they want.
Yeah.
People that just keep their mouths shut, they never get what they want. Now, don't hear me saying this and hear me telling you to be a renegade at your job if you need your job. You know, telling your boss what you think if you know that you shouldn't do that because you need this check. I'm not telling you to do that. You got to do what you got to do. But there are just certain things that I won't be a part of. I won't become a person in that crowd because I'm against it. You know what I'm saying? For example, as we can get into this, so, you know, so because we don't have to keep it so personal.
Mm-hmm.
Like Umar Johnson. I don't have a problem with Umar Johnson. I've deleted all of my compilation videos, not because I wanted to make, you know, move on. I would still love them views and that money. But YouTube keep demonetizing me and saying I'm against the community guidelines. All right, bro. I'm not trying. I will never make a Umar video again.
You got it.
You know what I'm saying? You got it, my boy. Like, let me keep doing what I'm doing because I don't want them to take the channel. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I kind of did finagle the monetization.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I look back at it, I finagled it, but I didn't know that. I just thought that I was, you know.
Yeah.
But like, if you really look at it, I finessed it and they ain't like that.
Yeah.
So, cool. And then the money that I was making was just coming from those videos, so I get it.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at it. But Umar Johnson, he was on the Joe Budden podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And most people didn't really have much to say about that. They didn't have any opinion on it. And neither did I because I see Joe for who he is. I'm a fan of the show. I've been watching the show for like 7 years. I know who he is. You know what I'm saying? The Rory and Maul situation. Joe didn't look like, I don't care what he says, he doesn't look like the best of friends, the most morally sound person by the way that situation went down. But business is business.
Right.
And they should have covered their ass. You know what I'm saying? And he had already been known for not being straight up in business. And it's not like he screwed them, but, you know, You hit them with the, you ain't ask, so I ain't tell you.
Oh, shit.
That's what people do that in business. Like, that is something that is going to happen to you in business.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I really, that should be hard for me. It's hard for me because I have morals, but I understand the business world. Like, I understand the professional world. I understand you niggas, that, like, you niggas is snakes. And the thing, like, I'm not a snake, but you not going to get me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I can't really get into it, but, like, you're not going to get me. That's, you know, I'm like, when it comes to the work world, I would rather not, you know what I'm saying, get in that position. But people, they put you there because they trying to take you out. People in this society that we live in, this facade-like society, this society of people that are lying and they're presenting their best self. They're not being genuine. They're presenting their best self to you. So you can't beat me. You can't be better than me, because if you're better than me, that means everything that I'm putting out, my whole personality doesn't even matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I, hey, man, whatever, but there's people out there like that, and
they're
going to come at you with everything you got. So, like, because I was saying in the video yesterday, like, I think you do have to have some moral code, bro. Like, if you just out here, even if people are coming after you, they don't just give you, because I'll hear people say, oh, well, I used to be good, but people out here is just too bad. So, I, like, fuck that. I'm not about to be the only person out here getting done wrong. And I don't think that's necessary.
That sounds crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I think most of us that come from nothing, we talented, we have what we need to have. So we don't really need to do that. But we have to be cognizant that there's people out here, dude, that are playing like that. So you don't want to get chipped at just, you know, being straight and narrow type shit. Back to what I was saying. Joe is Joe. You know what I'm saying? Melissa Ford, and we gotta put it out there. Melissa Ford put some dirt on Cameron and Mace's name that did not need to be put on. Cameron and Mace responded, and then when they respond and go hard, because you can't control my reaction to your fuckery, now you trying to act like, oh, women this, women that. Like, bro, I can say whatever I want when you throwing dirt on my name.
That's a
fact. When you alleging crazy shit on me. And if it's true, hell, I'm wrong. He's just, like, he's one of them niggas. He's one of them, I'm going to argue when I'm wrong. Like, I'm going to argue when I'm wrong. And I'm going to try to win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to argue when I'm wrong. If I can finesse you, I can finesse you. I can see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can see it. He's just one of them guys. He likes chaos. He said that he don't like going too long without having an argument with his girl. He's just one of them niggas.
Oh, that's
man.
Wild.
He's just one of them niggas, bro. You see the shit that he comes up with, bro. He comes up with this shit.
Yeah.
He was talking about how niggas was selling ass for, basically, because I'm not trying to say the thing because you don't know what it is. For like sports betting. He was talking about sports betting, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a week later, he got an ad for sports betting. He does, like, bro, he's a mad scientist. You know what I'm saying? And mad scientists, a lot of these mad scientist niggas are liars. 9 times out of 10, they are liars.
Yeah.
Because they use whatever advantage they have. And I'm going to be real. A lot of y'all are stupid. A lot of y'all are stupid, so I can't even blame them. You niggas be get, like, you niggas will, here's my ass, take it. You know what I'm saying? Here's my ass. No recommendations, nothing that you can't do. Just take my ass. And then y'all be mad when a nigga raw you out. You just gave him your whole ass. Of course he's gonna raw you out. But basically what I'm saying, the point is, like, I don't, like, this shit is entertainment. These people are entertainers, bro. If you're looking at, like, yes, there's, like, our content. There's a genuine part in our content, clearly. But you just can't, like, fam, I could be a killer. You don't know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know me in real life, though. So don't just take everything I say as gospel without going and checking it or verifying it for yourself in your own experience. That's the same thing when it comes, like, bro, honestly, dog, I think if you pro-black and you not doing it for internet money, I think you're stupid at this point. Honestly, because only thing that's going to happen to you out there is you're going to get maced and shot with rubber bullets and hit with batons and shit, put in the yoke and all of this shit, mm-hmm. had to be pepper sprayed and shit. Like, might as well get on the internet, nigga.
Too much
at this point, when it comes to Umar, at this point, Umar's an entertainer. He on the internet entertaining, bro.
And I think too that he sees that and with the attention that he gets, so he keeps doing it. Do y'all really like? I don't know if you want me to talk about it though.
Talk about it.
The live. I think it was one of Lee. Oh wait, I don't think you watched it. I think I watched it. Mm-hmm. One of Lenore's lives.
Lenin Honors. So you can actually find his name.
Sorry, I'm so used to saying Lenore because of Umar, but
Lenore?
Yeah. But Lenore, Lenin had E&J. Is that their name?
Mm-hmm.
The couple, the older couple, on his.
They don't know these people, bro. Just
on his live. One day, mm-hmm. and they had shared a video of them going up to the school and going driving around it and showing what it looks like, you know, today, basically. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it was recent, but not like in the last month or whatever. But and it looks terrible. People outside near the trash can. I think there was like a dog out there. And it's got the windows. It don't look good. There was like mold coming from, I don't know, some pipes or something in by the roof. I don't know. It doesn't look serviceable. I don't think anybody should be up in there, period.
Yeah, bro, it's content out there where you can see Umar and it's like, the Lord Jamar interview with Umar. You can clearly see that he is not on the up and up, because somebody on the up and up wouldn't be so defensive by the questions that he was being asked. Fam, Joe brought him up there. He paid him to come up there knowing that he wasn't going to be able to ask him any crazy questions, because that is a condition for Umar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He brought him up there to do exactly what he did. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's who you want to call your God, and you don't want to do no research, and you don't want to, like, fam, I feel like if you are following somebody that comes off to be a revolutionary speaker, you should background check them. And if they have been in... Now, some people don't care, though, because they've been in child support for 18 years.
Yeah.
Some people don't care, because they might not be allowed to be around kids. Mm-hmm. They might... So you got to understand niggas. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Joe, that's the thing that about Joe. Joe understands niggas.
Yeah.
He's not worried about the modern moral black person. He fucking with niggas.
Yeah.
He from the music industry. You know what I'm saying? He do the shit for the niggas. Because that's just, it's more niggas than moral people.
That's, you know, a fact. Saying?
So that's what it is. No, people don't care because they know niggas that do shit like that. They know niggas that exploit the community, you know what I'm saying? People that's less talented, have less opportunities. We screw each other over, so it ain't nothing crazy. Like with the Earn Your Leisure stuff, like how you gonna be mad at them, nigga? They knew that it was gonna work. That's why they brought these scamming niggas up. And then they did the whole thing while they sounded all stupid. And guess what? They still doing what they doing. I'm watching like that, but I never did.
Yeah.
Cause it's obvious. You know what I'm saying? Bro, it's a business. They're not trying to, like, it's entertainment when it comes down to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can have a mission, but are you doing this for money or not? Because it takes time. If you're doing it at a level that they're doing, they're traveling, bro. They're a business. They're running a business. That's just what it is. This is America.
Yeah.
And I think people's problem is that they keep expecting people that are running businesses to be moral. And at this point, I don't know why you expect that, because there's employers out here that finesse you. They finesse you to get you into the job. like top notch jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If you're not looking for the finesse at this point, you're asking to be finesse.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. So, breaking news. Yo Gotti's big brother, Big Juk, passed away. Did you take the time to read the blurb?
I looked up.
You don't really have to read it. I can tell you everything that's going on.
Okay.
So, I don't really know of Big Juk. I didn't really know Big Juk until Young Dolph was killed. Well, I knew that. So he was Dolph dissed Big Juk.
Mm-hmm. Juk is Yo Gotti's brother.
Yeah, the one that was just killed yesterday.
Right. Okay.
Dolph dissed Big Juk, but I didn't know his name was Big Juk. I just know that he keep talking about your brother and calling him fat and saying he looked like a dyke. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Young Dolph was saying that about.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the whole thing with the Yo Gotti and Young Dolph situation, I'm kind of upset because I watched a 56-minute documentary thinking that they were going to go into everything that happened after Dolph died, because that's all I needed to know. They said all of this shit that was on the internet. I hate fucking documentaries like that. Mm-hmm. Nigga, it was on the internet. We seen it. It went viral. Mm-hmm. You don't have, I get it because you're making your money, but it's like when I'm sitting there, it's like, nigga, I just really sat through this whole shit, and you only spent 3 minutes on the after of Young Dolph, as if everybody that was involved in it didn't get killed. How do you leave that out of the documentary? I don't understand how you leave that out. But obviously, and this, I think this is the most viewed documentary by Diverse Mentality podcast. Obviously, it was more than what the eyes can see. It was some street shit that we don't know about. I'm sure that people have spoken about it on IG Live, but it wasn't anything that I could find that was big enough to where I could be like, okay, this has some merit to it.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what happened, Yo Gotti and Young Dolph particularly look to have been beefing or have some type of miscommunication between 2012 up to when it came to a head in about 2015. What really came to a head in 2014, because that's when Dolph came out with the first, not this song, but Subliminals.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I kind of figured this out when Dolph died, because when he died, I was listening to all of his music and I went back and I was like, oh, shit. So this was really a thing. Because you could hear it in the music.
Yeah.
And you could hear it's like, this isn't some industry shit. This is some personal, like, personal things have happened. Like,
right.
He was talking about how he had sex with his baby mother.
Yes.
Yeah. Was that the first thing that happened? And why did he do that? Because, you know, that's like a retaliation thing for niggas. Like, oh, I'm gonna fuck your baby mama. So what did you gotta do?
Yeah.
He had to have done something. It wasn't like, oh, I just fucked your baby mama. No, something happened.
Yeah.
That, and they were both leaving things out because they both are street dudes, so they're not really about to sit on here and tell y'all everything. It's just unfortunate to me, though, because I try to stay out of these things because I don't really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the concept of, you know, growing up in the struggle and having people trying to kill you as you're just trying to make it out and make something for yourself. I don't understand that concept. When people congratulate people with bodies, like there's a line, I always remember when Young Thug was quoting G Herbo and he was talking about how Mad Max, he said all them hits under his belt and ain't got no civilians. But then I listened to, and G Herbo, he's Mad Max is a guy from G Herbo's area.
Wait a minute, can you just
civilians? Everybody he killed was in a gang. Basically, everybody he killed was trying to kill him or his friends.
So, and he's saying no civilians, meaning innocent people.
Yeah, he's never like, yeah, basically.
So, is that supposed to be a bad thing?
No, that's a good thing, but unfortunately, most people, they don't have that stat because they're not as hard body allegedly as Mad Max was. You know what I'm saying? They doing stuff like this and having switches and just shooting like this and stuff and killing babies and stuff. I myself have been associated with things like this, and it gets nasty where it's some street stuff and niggas have no couth, so now we shooting up shit where kids is at. Now a kid is dead, and now it's internal beef. It's still beef with other niggas. It's crazy. Like, I wasn't involved in it, but I was associated with people. Like, it gets nasty. I can keep it 100 with you. I'm glad. I thank God that I went to Florida. I thank God that I went to Florida. You know why? I can't speak on this situation, but a situation happened between two groups that I'm associated to. One that I'm closer, would be presumed to be as closer with one group than the other, but still, like, not to where, like, I'm about to be going back and forth. Like, that's y'all business. Like, I'm close enough to both groups to where that's not none of my business, for real, for real. I have nothing to say because I can't, you know what I'm saying? So something happened. I'm not going to say the details because it's a serious situation. Something happens, and I don't know if anything happened after that. But something then happens years later where a known figure is killed, and the person that was involved with this first thing that happened is dissing. And I don't know I don't know if there was retaliation. I don't know. But you know what? The one person that passed away that we all know, it was like very sad in the city. And the city was like Afghanistan for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Bruh, if I was around, oops. Like, it's a chance that I could have been in the car. Because one of the niggas that was, you know what I'm saying, involved with the first initial situation used to be my best friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I was around, and I could have been caught up in that. Like, these are things that happen. Like, one thing happens, and it's not that serious, but it gets serious. And now, these are life and death situations because you just violated me. And I just, so I'm coming after you. And I just violated you. So I know you're coming after me. So now it's all hostile between anybody that's associated to you. Because I don't know if he's on me trying to get up on me for you. These things get like that. Like when a nigga will say, oh, you niggas better stop hanging around with the ops because I'm not about to be picking and choosing once I get up on this nigga. And if you right there, you might get it. You know what I'm saying? And like, bro, it's some people, we're past giving passes. Oh, he's with a nigga I know, so I'ma chill, I'ma be cordial. Yeah, some people do these things where they're structured, but not fucking Pittsburgh, I can tell you that for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was this one time at a restaurant. These things happen all the time here. A 40-year-old man was arguing with a 15-year-old little boy. A 40-year-old man, he goes back to his house, comes back to the restaurant, and shoots the dude. These things, like, bro,
That was here?
Yes.
Where?
Down south side. Something. This happened, like, 2 years ago. It's just, bro, it's just, like, at least once a month, you can pick out a crazy murder where it's like, wow.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them lately.
Like, women, like, people don't talk about how much into the streets women are. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that I just don't want to be a part of, don't want to have anything to do with it. Like, that situation, I have not asked anybody about that. I'm never asking anybody about that. They ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I don't even want niggas to know that I inquired. You know what I'm saying? Like, fam, I stay away from that shit. I have no comment because I just... Like, number one, street culture, the thing, like, with rap, like, fam, I knew 50 Cent got shot 9 times. I knew the story, but I never internalized that listening to Many Men until I became an adult. And then you listen to the lyrics, Many Men, wish death upon me. Blood in my eyes, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be, and niggas is trying to take my life away. I put a hole in a nigga for messing with me. Like, fam, if you get anybody that gets shot 9 times, it's not because you was talking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's because you probably did something to someone else. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are just, and I don't know what happened with 50 Cent. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, this shit is real. Like, the raps are real.
Yeah.
And you don't really see that. You don't really get that as a nigga that's not really on that. And when I said, like, I don't want to be street. I don't want to be cool. So I'm not saying, oh, wow, he's tough. You hear all the shit that he's saying? Mm-hmm. I just think, like, I'm just, oh, wow. And then when you think about it, it's like, oh, shit, these niggas are really talking about real shit. And it's unfortunate because it's like, y'all had both gotten out. Even if when the situation started, Young Dolph still, because Young Dolph had mad properties, so he still was on the come up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like he was struggling. You know what I'm saying? He was a boss. It wasn't like, Dolph was independent his whole career, so it wasn't like he got put on by somebody, I don't know, because you could still get put on by, you know, like your big homie or whatever. Somebody could be fronting the money. So I don't know all the details, but he was at least tied in, I'll say. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't a shrimp. He was connected with his people type shit. So it's just unfortunate that this shit can go so crazy. It had to be something that happened to start this shit. It couldn't have just been words. Because if it was just words, that's the saddest thing I've ever seen. Because now what people are trying to put this shit, keep this shit together. According to Aunt Glizzy, CMG is going wild, meaning like people not really wanting to be associated with Gotti because all the shit that's going on. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just wondering. Remember how I said to you, I'm wondering if like this situation is going to cause Young Dolph's people. Maybe he can't be touched. I don't know. But it's not that. I feel like it's not. That it's not impossible. Yeah, he could get touched.
Yo Gotti
situation.
What,
yeah,
Yo Gotti?
Yeah.
Sotero. Everybody that was involved in Dolph's murder has been killed. What do you mean?
I'm just saying, there could be somebody else out there.
Yo Gotti didn't, from what people say, Yo Gotti wasn't the one that put a hit on him. It was Big Joke. That's why Big Joke got killed.
That's his brother.
Yo Gotti is a businessman, though. Yo Gotti is up 150 M's. You see, listen. When they went to the repass, Yo Gotti was there. Yeah. And Juk was there too. Mm-hmm. You know what Yo Gotti did after the repass?
Yeah.
Left immediately because there was a chance that there might not be any flights out there. So he knew. Bruh, niggas know when you come into your city, you only can be here a little bit. You're not about to play. You know what I'm saying? It's no reason for you to even be here like that. You know what I'm saying? Come here, show your respects, and you got to get back to the money. You feel me? That's why we don't be in the city. What is the reason to be in the city? Be over there in the hood, hanging out, you know what I'm saying? In our new car. Why? And we're asking for trouble. Just like that's why they was able to get up on Dolph, because Dolph was, he came, he would come back. He was always in the streets with his nice ass camo sports cars. That's why they was able to get the drop on him. If they get the drop on Yo Gotti, they going to have to work for that shit. Because, like, that's just what it is. That's why, I don't know, because Young Dolph has got caught a couple times. Boy, he got shot. You know what I'm saying? He got shot that one time. His homeboy got shot. I'm wondering, like, I don't, maybe Big Juk is really who they said he was, because these niggas was, these niggas, they shot up Young Dolph's, one of his artists. They shot Young Dolph up, you know what I'm saying? It was like they got in a fight, and then once they got the nigga on the ground, they shot him. They shot up his buzz. Black youngster was a, like, them niggas in CMG is on that, like, for
I
real.
I just don't think that I'm understanding. I mean, I know you said you didn't understand it either, but, like, if Yo Gotti had all these...
Oh, the gangsters are going to love this episode. These fucking clowns.
I mean, I'm just trying to understand. I don't know that life. I don't understand that life. So I'm just trying to, like, comprehend it all. But
there is no comprehend. Honestly, bro, there's no comprehend.
But wait, Yo Gotti, okay? He is saying all these things in his rhymes. Young Dolph is saying all these things in his rhymes. Mm-hmm. They're going back and forth. What does the brother have to do with it? I just don't understand. Like, is it because he was trying to, like, is it like, oh, that's my brother type? Like, I don't, like, if Yo Gotti and Young Dolph were the ones that were going back and forth, then where does, what does, what's the brother have to, like?
Oh, I can tell you, I can give you the answer to that question. These people don't move like us. When you're a rapper, especially, you have an entourage. And, you know, these are things we don't know. All of the hoods in America are gang that infested. They're gangs. They're groups. You know, no, they're gangs because you're allowed, there's no wrong with being a gang. These are gangs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They might not necessarily be Bloods or Crips, but just like Homewood niggas, the Hill niggas, nobody's from South Memphis. Or East. I don't know where they're from because I don't want to disrespect and I don't know how y'all feel about being misrepresented. They're both from different sides of Memphis and they've had, these sides of Memphis have had issues before. That's number one. Number two, you don't, when you're rapping, you might not, the thing is, bro, when you're in a gang, when you roll with a group, you might be saying what somebody else is thinking. You know what I'm saying? Because he want niggas to know. You're not necessarily, like, rappers aren't just necessarily speaking about just their lives. They might be speaking about their lives, their homeboys' lives. Suddy Nash said that Yo Gotti, all the stuff that Yo Gotti talks about is Big Juke's life. Suddy Nash said that. Suddy Nash is a Crip. And he seems to be tapped into a lot of places, so I'm going to take his word on that because I don't care, and I'm a civilian. So, yes, I am taking his word. So, it's like, you might not, like, you might, the message might not, it might not even be the beef between them two. You know what I'm saying? It might not, they might not even have issues with each other. It just might be the politics that this side don't fuck with this side, and something happened between both sides, and it might have something to do with one of them. Maybe they little cousin or they little brother. You know what I'm saying?
But now that you say that, who, I missed the name that you mentioned, but who, whoever mentioned that.
Say Nash? Yeah.
Yeah, that Yo Gotti.
Is rapping in Big Juke's life.
Yeah. That some, might be that. That might.
People, and some people say Young Dolph is rapping, somebody is rapping Daddy O's life as well. So
that might have answered. I'm not saying that that's true, but I'm just saying if it is, that might answer my question then, because, like, if that's true, then that would. That would explain the beef between Young Dolph and Big Juke.
And just to close it out, Young Dolph also alleged to have been fronting Big Juke at a certain time.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she doesn't know these things. he was his plug, let's just say.
Okay.
Yeah. So and you know, he might have owed the nigga money or something. You, bro, you don't. This nigga shit. You never. And no niggas don't communicate. You never. You're not gonna know what's going on unless you are a part of it. Because niggas be lying. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be covering their ass. And then other niggas, like, they just don't speak because they don't want to incriminate themselves because people talk too much. So you're never really gonna know unless you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because niggas lie.
Yeah.
So, I'll give us about 15 more minutes.
All right. Can you hear me the Vaseline behind? Because my lips are so chapped. Like, turn around the other way. I don't think we can reach it that way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Side note, there is a viral video on TikTok, and it's suggesting that a beet juice, I think it's like beets, carrots, ginger, lemon. Okay, I don't know if that's what it is. That's what I drink. And you realize I forgot to put the lemons in the juice.
Yeah. I was gonna say, there's still like a whole big
one. Yeah, I'm just gonna have to do that. So, basically, whatever that video is true. I don't know if I'm following the exact recipe, but I'm in the video I was talking about how I haven't been working out, and I don't know how, like, if I gain weight or not. I'm like 14 pounds down from when I said I lost 40 pounds because I've still been drinking the juice and doing this thing. One thing I will say is if you work on your feet and you don't work from home, you might want to drink it before you go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Not like during the day because, oh boy, them poops, they just come out. Like you got to run to the bathroom because it's like it's cleaning you out. My
probably like a detox.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I just wanted to talk about the Jonathan Major case before we got out of here because we spoke on it briefly. We haven't really been touching on it because we didn't have the details. And at the time that we did the episode, I didn't really care to get into all of the court stuff because I wanted to wait until it ended. And then it actually ended shortly. It didn't end too long ago, but he just came out and did an interview. But obviously, I wanted to react to it, but obviously he's not that articulate. And they was, he looked like he's a, like, get out type shit. He's, like, he just looked like... He don't look like he's there. He has a soul. He doesn't seem like he has a soul to me. Like when he speaks like as himself,
yeah,
he seems really creepy.
Yeah.
So I want to let you know these things. So apparently, he didn't get convicted of everything, but he got convicted of a couple of things, and I don't know what he got convicted of, but. The big thing that I heard, or the big thing about the case, was that the woman, all evidence that would have proven that she had like committed any type of physical abuse, was redacted from the court.
What?
I don't know why.
That's
I don't.
Weird.
You know why? Because she had a plan. That's what it seemed like to me. It seemed like she had a plan. To get some money out this nigga because she seen the way the relationship was going, and that's just what happened. I don't think that he was just getting beat on. I think this was a toxic relationship. You people, it seems like y'all like to fight. And the reason I say that y'all like to fight is because my daughter be like, she tried to hit me with a combination the other day, and I don't know where you can get that from. It's like
a combination.
Like kids be swinging like that at daycare, bro. Like that's crazy. And the only way they could see that is if they're seeing people fighting each other or seeing people hitting each other.
Yeah.
So I know that y'all be fighting, and because of them too. So I know that y'all be fighting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know that y'all have toxic relationships, so I'm not surprised. But I just want every guy out there that's not effeminate in looking up to every dude as his dad because he may have a shinier car than you have or like a bigger chain. Like a guy that you like really want to be happy and you don't want to just like get with a woman because she has a BBL. You want a woman that's going to support you and going to be by your side. Look at the fumbles that these niggas are doing and learn from them, because if you tell a woman, I need you to be like this, and she doesn't get like that, you're supposed to leave. If a woman is putting her hands on you, you're supposed to leave, okay? There is no, oh, we gonna, you know, I'm just gonna wait around and, you know, oh... You know, academics. She's crazy as fuck. This bitch is a drunk, but it's my fault because I've been drinking for 10 years. It's like, well, nigga, do you beat women? No, you just drink and whack off to bitches with no ass on live and shit and bust nuts in front of you. I'm sorry, I'm gonna take that out. But you just drink. It's that shit is documented, so we ain't even gonna act like that's a lie. Y'all know that shit is documented. Nigga, that shit was crazy, dog. I just gotta say it for the people that might not know. Ack is the Twitch GOAT. He's been on Twitch for a minute. I don't know if this was on Twitch, though. I'm pretty sure it was. And Ack has already said, he likes thought bitches. He likes thought, like them, like freak bitches. He likes watching homemade porn of thoughts getting brought out, like that type of sex. You know what I'm saying? You niggas are poo. Oh my God. I understand why you can't keep a woman. But he, long story short, there was these two nasty looking women on there. I don't like skinny women. I'm just throw that out there. There was these two nasty looking skinny girls on there. They looked like they ain't bathed. And like they was like, they weren't being like sexual, but they're like being like play sexual, slapping each other on the butt with like stuff, with like hand things. And like, niggas know what niggas, y'all know what a nigga look like when he's coming. You didn't see him holding his mans or nothing, but you seen the arm like this. You seen it like, and the nigga said,
yo. Yo.
When I seen academics doing that, I said, oh, I see why you made it in the game. You a freak nasty nigga. You a freak nasty nigga. And then the nigga talk about the girl he with sent a picture with him bent over with his ass up in the air. And I can't continue because I don't want to get demonetized for cop or, you know, community guidelines for kink shaming. But my boys, if we got into it, she wouldn't have a picture of me like that. Because I don't get down like that. But to each his own. But what I was saying is that, like, so there's this academic shit. Like, academics is basically being a physically, emotionally, and financially abused by this woman.
Yeah.
And people are speculating that he's not leaving because she's pregnant. You know what I hate about niggas? You know
who is this? Who is this? What woman is this?
Her name is something Glizzy. Yo, we can watch the same. The Satanist Center did a breakdown. We can watch that shit, dog. It's crazy.
I just don't want to see that clip.
That's not on the internet anymore. That's probably not on the internet anymore.
Okay, I just don't want to see that.
No, that's one of those clips that niggas like have saved. Like, it's not stored on any social media. That's a clip that a nigga will like reply in the Twitter tweets. But those are clips like that, like nasty shit like that of like artists and shit. They get those shits removed where you can't post them. Or like niggas just be having them in the tuck and then throw them out there. Like, and if you in the Twitter comments sometimes, you'll just see some. It's like, oh, nigga, you did this though.
He really put himself out there.
Hey, yo. I'm not a voyeur. I'm like having sex with me and my girl. Nobody needs to see it. Y'all do what y'all do because I don't want to make people feel bad and not listen to our shit because we don't agree with them. But like, it's just like, there's just so many men out here simping. And when I say simping, I mean, see, there's different definitions of simping. But the simping, the reason that I have my definition of simping is because we have this culture of effeminate men that are out here. And that's kind of how they get women is simping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like academics. He has money. That's how he gets women. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that look good, you know, niggas that fuck good, homosexuals. You get women because you fuck good. You don't bring nothing else to the table. You get taken care of by every woman. You a simp. There's different simps. There's niggas, oh, you are a high earner, but you don't really have a backbone. So, yeah, you pay all the bills, but she runs you. You know what I'm saying? You're a prisoner of your own success because of the woman you've chosen. There's niggas, you're tender dick. You want to fall in love with the freak bitch. You know what I'm saying? You want to fuck the freak bitch raw, and then you want to save a number, then you want to kiss her in the mouth and stuff. And let me say this again. I've never done a train. I don't know what that is. Like, when I tell you I'm not into these things, I'm really not into these things. But, like, you want to fall in love with the freak bitch. Oh, this nigga, you want to fall in love with the bitch that give you money. So now you really don't like this bitch, but you kind of got some allegiance to her because you effeminate and you think that you're supposed to be long-suffering with people that help you. You know what I'm saying? It's all men. I think men have a lot of men. They have too much. They have too little emotional intelligence to actually not get screwed over by a woman.
Yeah.
A lot of the things that I used to talk about and that I talk about when it comes to women and stuff, niggas don't care. Niggas, because it's too much to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And your response is about, oh, you just don't get no bitches. You don't understand. No, bro, I just don't just screw everything. And a good part of the population is infected with something. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's like, oh, I got 300, 500 bodies. That means you done had the hot sausage 5 times. I don't want to go through that. I don't want that thing that they have to stick up. I don't know what they do. I guess it's a pill now. I don't want a pill. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro. They take these things as a badge of honor because effeminate men have put these things as the pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, men are supposed to conquer. Oh, so if you're not going to conquer money, you're going to conquer women. And there's niggas that will sit here and say, well, I respect niggas that knock down a lot of women. Not in this age, but it's so convoluted that, yeah, you can say that, but it's so many niggas that's what they stand on, so it is something to stand on, even though all these, not all of them, but a good majority of these women that they knocking down, they easy. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't really, you feel me? I just see, I don't think we're under attack. We gotta finish up. Be quick. Men are under attack. We just get fucked up in situations too much because you niggas was raised to believe everything that women say, and it's nowhere in history has anybody ever said to do that besides people that was trying to make y'all niggas into simps. So that's where we are. You know what I'm saying? Y'all let these women make y'all feel bad about holding them accountable and stuff like that. It's never a situation to where she can be wrong because she's going to start crying. And you such a bitch. You so emotional as well that's going to break you. You know what I'm saying? So you build up these emotionally manipulative relationships with these women, and she's so smart, she's so smooth, she never even gonna be like, yeah, fuck ass nigga, I got you wrapped around my finger. She's just gonna game you up the whole time, and then chew you up and spit you out. And that's really what be happening to a lot of these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You don't be paying attention, bro.
Yeah.
Thinking with your dick. And it's like, you niggas do it so much that women think that all men do these things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That be the problem. Both of y'all is trash, I ain't gonna lie. Cause you niggas, y'all such bullshit and y'all so stupid that you can't really get a woman that's worth shit. So you think that all women is not shit because the bitch that's worth shit, she not about to fucking deal with you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She not about to even waste her time with you, so you ain't even sniffed a good woman. So your whole perspective is fucked up. And then the women, you ain't never sniffed a good man either. You might have sniffed him, but he only had you because men's so fucked up. It's men that's high value. They'll still fuck with the scallywag because they want that mouth. They want that, oh, rah, rah, you hear me? Hear me? They still want that, so they might fuck with you at an arm's length type shit. They might try to game you up and try to make it seem like they like you. They really don't. So now your perspective is fucked up because niggas is gonna give you, like, a nigga that's smart, he ain't gonna let you just, you know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna get you for what he can get with you for. Because that's what you're doing to him. So the game's so fucked up because this subset of men and women, they fuck with each other. And they keep putting all their experiences on all of us because they keep fucking with each other.
Yeah.
And y'all just stuck in a vicious cycle. Stuck in a vicious cycle, child support, ruining kids' lives. It's just the same thing, ruining kids' lives, when it really comes down to it. But it's never going to end. I really hope. If that baby is able to be, you know what I'm saying, and it's not illegal, academics, come on, man. Because the stuff that he detailed that she was doing, that, bruh, if he has a kid, and somebody said this already, if he has a kid with that girl, his career is over. His career is over because she's too unstable. She's unstable.
I'm gonna look this up.
Bruh, you can look at, there's an episode where he basically talks about the whole thing, and he says that the police have basically been to his house multiple times, and they've like removed her from the house, arrested her. It's gotten to the point where the police have been called so much that she gets removed every time they come because she's such a nuisance, bro.
How do you spell that?
Bruh, just go to YouTube and look up DJ Academics. It's on his YouTube page. It's like an hour long. But, I don't know if I kept this in the last episode. I mean, in the video from the other day. I'm gonna just let y'all know, in case you didn't wonder, in case you ain't picking up in the last video, it's gonna be times that we miss. And it's not because we're being inconsistent, but it's just because it's a lot of stuff. No, DJ Academics, not King Academics.
Not King Academics.
That's another page.
Oh.
But it's just like that. Now I want to have it more manageable. You know what I'm saying? I would not like to miss so much, but like next week, I gotta work at night next week because that's just the nature of the job on Friday. So there are gonna be some times y'all might not see us, but we want to be consistent to the point where we're at least putting out two episodes a month. And I think from, you know, once we can put out more, then we will, once we get more into our roles. But with that, she's still not finding it yet. With that said,
he's not coming up.
This has been the Big Podcast. I am him, he.
Miss your girl, CT.
And we will talk to y'all when we talk to y'all.
Bye.
Bye. I really hope the phone is not dead or anything. Nope. Black is beautiful, shawty. Black is bold. Black is black, true, but black is gold.